This is shiur number 98. The past few shiurim I was off with one of the numbers, and it continued for a few more shiurim. So this is shiur number 98. The Mechaber tells us here in Sif Mem Gimel, Chritz Shel Shin. The chritz, the lines of the shin, the hainu chuda lemata, yegia ad mokma tefer. So you have a shin that comes to the end, a point at the bottom. And that point has to come to the stitches. It has to come to the place of the stitches at the bottom of your tefillin. Okay? As opposed to, let's say it's too high up. Like in this picture. I'll just put it on the screen first so they can see that. Okay? It's too high up. It has to come to the stitches. As opposed to this picture where it's above the stitches. That's what we're discussing here. Says the Mishnah Sif Katin, Kuf Tzadi Vav, in the bottom of the page. The chritz shel shin, the point where the shin meets at the bottom. Bein di yamin, bein di small. Whether we're discussing the right shin, because we said that the tefillin shorosh has a shin on the right side and a shin on the left side. So both the right shin and the left shin have to have has come down to the bottom.
It's a question that
because the let's just finish the Mishnah first, okay? Then we'll get questions. Yagiyo dahainu ad hatitura mamish, literally to the titura. That's has to come to all the titura is that extended base that the bias sits on. The bias is the box. Then we have the titura, which we'll be discussing shortly more at length. So the shin has to come down all the way to the titura. Dahainu ad titura mamish. So the eved is kosher afilo yagiyo kol shiyesh suas hashinolav. And the eved is kosher. Just as long as you don't have, just as long as you do have the form of the shin. So let's say the seifer didn't, the batamach didn't make his shin going all the way down to the stitches. Is it still kosher? So he answered, yes, the answer is kosher. B'diavet, it's still kosher. Is that the way to do it? No, that's not the way to do it. You had a question. Continues the Mishnah in the Mechaber, rather the Ramah, on the top of the next page, where he says, V'chein hayud shebishin. The Ramah says the yud of the shin sarich liga lemata b'shule yashin. The yud of the shin has to be touching the bottom of the shin itself. So if you take a look at this picture, so here is, and I'll pass it around afterwards, here is the yud of the shin. The three lines are called yuds, yudin. So it has to come down to the center and meet. As opposed to this picture, you see this over here? You see how it's hanging in the middle? This yud of the shin is not meeting in the middle. Okay? If anybody wants. Okay? Says further in the Ramah. You know, before we see the next part of the Ramah, let's go to the Mishnah Sif Katan Kuf Tzadi Ches. Hayud Shebishin. Yesh Me'ak Doilon Shemechalkin Ben Shin Hayimini Lesmoli. So it's interesting because until now, we said the same halacha is applied to the right side of the shin, applied to the left side. Now we have different opinions that will say that there's a difference between the right side of the shin to the left side of the shin. Meaning what? What's the difference? Shebismoli adurabba, that on the left side, just the opposite, yidaktik shelo yigu hayudin b'shulei hashin lamata. You have to be careful on the left side of the shin. That's the four legged shin, that it should not touch the bottom. There are those opinions that say this. Not like we're learning here now. However, Avol Magen Avraham Pasak the Ein Lechalik Bein Hayimini L'Smoli. The Magen Avraham, he says, no, we should not differentiate between the right side and the left side of the shin, and they should both be touching the bottom. Now, just to remind ourselves of something we discussed in the past, some time ago, that of the Mesoira of Psak Halacha, the Magen Avraham, if you put the Magen Avraham on a scale, he pulls the scale down tremendously. The Magen Avraham is a very, very strong Paisek in Halacha to pull down the scale a lot. So if the Magen Avraham says, we don't differentiate, I'm not saying we always pass like the Magen Avraham, but you see the Mishvura brings down the Magen Avraham, and in the Shoyin Halacha is from the Pesach Ador, Gadol Ador, from Mismanenu of Rav Chaim Kinyeski Zatzal, he brings down from the Chazanish that the Messiah is the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Brura. So you see, the Magen Avraham is in that Messiah of tremendous Psak Halacha. So he is the one who was telling us over here that we should not differentiate between the right and left shin. By the left shin, how many legs does the left shin do? How many yuds does the left shin have? Four. By the left shin, you need at least to have two of the yudin, of the yuds, of the shin, coming down to the bottom of the shin. The Prima Godim also, very powerful, he says, that's what you have to do as well. Who's the Birki Yosef? Let's not want or it's topic ready. Who's the Birki Yosef? That's our Chidah. When I say our Chidah, because we learn the Chidah in Tilm Shir also, right? So that's Birki Yosef is the Chidah. And the shelf behind you over there, next to the clock, the whole shelf over there, that's the Chidah Svar. So too says the Chidah, the Birki Yosef, B'Shem, Ahari, Ein Shom, Chain Pasku, Shari Achroinim. So the bottom line is, we should not differentiate between the right side and left side of the shin. When it comes to the left shin, you have to have at least two of the yudin coming down to the bottom of the shin. Oy kasa prima godim de yiras shiya ala shinin tsuras yudin loy kavin pshutin ba'alma. You also have to be careful. Now, if you draw a shin, so you can make a shin. Is it going to look like this shin over here on your tefillin? No. When I make a shin, let's say I do a print shin, I'm not going to make a shin like this. How would I make a shin? The same way I make stick figures. My artistic ability is to make a stick figure person. That's as far as it goes. So this would be my shin with three lines. Like this. Right? You see that? A three-line shin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when you're making your shin, he brings down over here, from the Prima Godin, the Yerushiyah al-Shin Suras Yudin, don't make three lines. Don't make your stick figure shin. It should look like a yud. So you're telling me, that's a shin. Very nice, it's a shin. Everyone knows it's a shin. That's not the way to make the shin on the Shel Rosh. Sivkot and Kuf Tzadi Tes, the Ramah says, Sarich Liga Limata Bishula Yashin, that the yudin, or as you suggested, maybe like the Vav, it looks more like a Vav, but the yudin, as they're calling it now, should come down to the bottom of the base of the shin, the belav hachi ain't shame shin olov. Because if it doesn't come down, it's not called a shin. A friend of mine told me he went to a doctor and he wrote his number down and he left his 9 open. Like, what is number? Is this phone number, you know, and the information? Those days, this is before the computers, obviously, right? So the doctor says, to him, you know, the hand experts say those who don't close their 9s, they're thieves. I should tell you what he told me. I don't know how long he stayed there using that doctor, but that's a different story.
Notoriously bad handwriting.
Well, yeah, so he was the patient. He was just making a joke of the patient. But if you close the 9, if you don't close the 9, it looks like a 4 maybe.
Exactly.
I'm just giving this example. You don't close a shin, so why is that a shin? You say, oh, it looks like a shin. I have this conversation with my children all the time. I do homework with them. I ask them, what letter is that? So you can't see it? No, I can't see it. So it's not touching. It's not a shin. That's what he says. Uli kuvahu, afila b'di'evit. It's not going to be kosher, even b'di'evit. It has to be touching the base. B'shin hasmoli, im echad negeya ve'echad einu negeya, is possible. And a left shin, you have one touching, one not touching, because you have another one to play with, because use that term. You have four lines coming down. He says also is a problem. V'shin ha-smali im echad negeya, one's touching, v'echad eino negeya, and one's not touching, is possible. The Ramah says further, v'lo yim shuich ha-shin harbe, elo shegam shuli ha-shin yenire ala tefer. So this addresses Rav Baruch's question earlier also. You want to get as close as you can to the base, to the titura. Don't go overboard. In life, in halacha, in Yiddishkeit, we don't want extremes. We want to go to derech emtsoi, the middle path, like the Rambam tells us. So take a look at this picture now. You see this over here? Here you have the shin going down all the way down to the bottom. And when you put this cover, this piece of the titur on top, it's going to be covered up. You see how it's covered up, the bottom part, the shulia bottom, yeah? Yeah, take a look at both of you. Just maybe don't block Noach if you move to the my left. Thank you. So you don't want to go too far down. That's what the Rama is telling us now. Says the Mishnah Rura in Sif Katin, where are we? Kuf Tzadi Tes, we just saw that. Reish. Shegam Shuli Hashin, Ritzaloyma Chudeyin Shel Hashinin. The points, Chud is Chad is sharp, the end of the Shin. Va'atanet Tzarech Shiyah Kol Hashin Nire, the whole Shin has to be visible. That's the point. The whole Shin has to be visible. Okay, so if you go too far down, it's a problem. Tichsiv ro kolami yoritz kishem Hashem nikro alecho. As it says, the pasuk says kishem Hashem. Listen to this now. This is beautiful. It's not. We're not learning, balaturim here. We're looking at mishmur. Look what he's saying now. The pasuk says v'ro kol amei ha'aretz, and all the amei ha'aretz, the nations of the land, should see you. What? What's that referring to? It's tefillin shel roish. Because we normally would wear it, for all day long, right? Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha. That the name of Hashem is Nikro Alecha, is called upon you. Now, look at this now. V'omar Rabbi Eliezer, Chazal, bring down Chazal, Rabbi Eliezer, says, Eilu Tefillin Shebaroish. This refers to Tefillin Shebaroish. Shem Hashem Nikro, the words Shem, Shin, first word, Hashem is Hashem's name, Yud. Nikro is Nun. Rashi Teva is Shin. How do you like that?
Wow.
Okay, let's repeat that. Shem Hashem Nikro Alecha. Shem is Shin. Hashem is Yud. Right? So Hashem's name, letter, Yud. Nikro, Nun. Shin, Yud, Nun. Shin. So in what the Pasuk is telling us, this is the great Rebbe Elazar Gadol. Rebbe Elazar Gadol tells us, Rebbe Elazar Horkinus, that that's a remez to the fact that you have to have the shin on the tefillin shel roish. Beautiful.
Why is he relating it to the nations of the world? Because
that's the pasuk. The pasuk.
But I mean, the halacha is that if you have to go out and you have your tefillin on, you take your tefillin shel roish off.
Only in this generation. It was back then. They wore tefillin the whole time. They nowadays we don't wear tefillin. Also because in those days also, we lived amongst ourselves, and this some other people would see it as well, fine, but we lived, our own shtetl, right, our own neighborhoods. Uh-huh. But nowadays, you're right, nowadays that's the case. Nowadays you don't walk around in the street with your tefillin shoroish on. And even those who wear tefillin, even Eretz Yisrael, I've seen, they cover it up.
With a hat,
yeah. They put the hat a little forward, like this. You've seen that also? Yeah, they cover it up.
What was the yet again?
Shame Hashem. Hashem. The pasuk says Shame Hashem. Nikro. Nun. Nikro. Nun.
Right.
Yeah.
Means again.
Nikro, to be called. Called Allah. Yeah. And that's the pasuk that is referring to Tefillin Shel Roish. It's much beautiful. Yeah. Amkus. You see the depth of this.
Wow.
So the Mishmur says, you have a Shaila now. Let's say the batamacher, he made the shin a little too deep, that you don't see the edge of the point where the shin meets at the bottom. He says it's not so poshy. He says he discusses more in depth in the Be'er Halacha as to if that will still be kosher.
That picture you have in there.
Yeah, that picture, right. That's a little too deep down. That's what he's showing there. Yeah, it's a question if that's going to be kosher. I want to, before I go to Sif Mem Dalet, I want to share with you something that's hot off the press. Okay? Hot off the press. And I'll show it to you afterwards, and Bli Neder, I will send it out, and if I don't remember to, please someone in the shiur remind me, I'll send it out to the recorders, those get the group as well, of the shiurim. Someone on the Irshu, one of the Magidi shiurim, I don't know from where he is, he says he just noticed this yesterday. He sends a picture, and I'm looking at what's he, it's a picture of the Sefer Torah. With a few words, I saw exactly what the issue was. We had learned, and once again, it's a little different topic from a few weeks ago. We had learned that when you write a letter, for example, a lamed, it should not be going into the chaf, the end of chaf. Remember we learned that? Okay, that's exactly what he showed me. He took it, not me, I'm saying everybody. He took a picture. He said he got an Leo. And you see the words of the, you know, of the psukim, and the lamed is going into the chaf.
Wow.
So it looks like that. I'll show you the picture afterwards. That's exactly. Well, they had to see if they could fix it, you know, because if you shorten that lamed too much, I tell you what they might have to do is sometimes they extend the lamed to the left a little. You know what I'm saying? If you have a letter, I don't know if they could do that. The answer is I don't know how they're going to fix this one. Okay, if they can fix this one. I don't know if it's the eco of either, you know, the mice, because you still see the letters. The tsur of the letters don't change. But it's not, you're not supposed to write it like this. But sometimes maybe you write the lamed a little to the left, you know what I'm saying? Instead of straight up. I don't know if they can do that. I don't know. Okay, so Linada will show that to you afterwards.
You know, scratch out the lamed that exists and then put a new one in.
You can't do
that. Well, you know, you can't. You can't go backwards. Oh, no, Sefer Torah you could. It's a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah you could. Yeah. Sefer Torah you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You exactly what you said. Yeah. Sefer Torah you could scratch out that lamed.
Right.
And then and not make it as indented into. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'll show it to you. See if you know if the Sefer would be able to play around with that, mm-hmm. and fix that. Okay. Sif Mem Dalid. We're now discussing here the titura. What is a titura? Titura is the base that the bias sits on. That's a titura, right? When you wrap your tefillin, your ritzuas around the sides, yeah, you do it on the case, but underneath that case of the sides, that's a titura. Okay. Says the... Oh, we're also discussing, I think you asked a question about rolling the cloth. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing that right now. Okay, the Mechaber says as follows: Titura the tefillin halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. The titura of the tefillin that has to have the base is a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu you have to have it. Hain v'hainu, shi'asim ar lematu l'chazos pi'abatim. You have to put a piece of the skin, animal skin, on the bottom to cover the opening. Okay, so it's a flap, closes down, and then you sew it together. It looks like a board. It's called titura, like a bridge. Ma'avarta, the tefillin. What's the ma'avarta? So the ma'avarta, the tefillin, is the section that the ritzuas go through. That's the ma'avarta, the section that the ritzuas go through. Okay, that's the ma'avarta. It's also Allah Moshe Sinai, says the Mechaber. V'hayinu shahar titura, ye'aruch mitzad echad, that the skin, meaning the leather of this titura, should be longer at one end. And make the mavarta. And we're going to see now, the Mishnah is going to tell us, how you make the mavarta. You're going to cut out, in the mavarta, you're going to cut out these two little pieces, like in the picture over here, two sections, and that separates and creates the ma'avarta, and then you have the part in front of it. This is going to be your square that you need for your tefillin. This is your square that you need for your tefillin.
Okay. Before batim
makom. I'm sorry, I can hear you.
The ma'avarta, is it made before batim makom,
Yeah. Before you.
Close, and then you close and become.
Yeah, you make the make. In other words, you make the whole piece, and then after you put the tefillin afterward, the cloth inside, and then you finish it up. But you want to first make the ma'avarta to... The ma'avarta, by making the ma'avarta, is not just to create a situation for the ritzus to go through. You're also defining the four corners of the tefillin. Okay? Now, ketzad. So how do you do this? Yachtechenu b'shnei tzadim. You cut it on both sides, like we just saw in the picture. Shloi tehei rochava kemoi roichava titura. That the width of it should not be the whole width of the titura, but rather you want to separate, like you want to create and define the corners. So you have a clear square of the titura. And that ma'avarta, that's where you put the strap of the tefillin through that. That's why it's called ma'avarta. Ma'avarta means to be over, to go through. Also by tefillin shel yad, you should also make a ma'avarta. Good. We'll stop here with the Mechaber. Catch up now on the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan, Reish Aleph. So he said, Titura de tefillin halacha mashusinai, v'hayna shiyosim or lamata l'chazas pi abatim. V'afilu l'dasa sayrin da abatim tzrichim l'yoyz kula mi'or echad mamish. And even according to those opinions that say, da abatim tzrichim l'yoyz kula mi'or echad mamish, they have to be from one piece of material, which is what we said, ideally your tefillin should be one piece. Mikol mokum lo'y bi'inan shiyah titura v'amavarta im abatim yor echad. The titur and the mavarta don't have to be one piece. You want the bias to be one piece. Now, we discussed to have everything also to be one piece. But the titura and mavarta could also be from a seventh piece of the animal. Elo afilu imhu or b'fni atzmai kosh. Even if it's a different piece by itself, it's still kosh. V'zeu shekosa mechabish yosim. That's what mechaber says when he says the words shiyosim or lemato lechasas piyabatim. You should put a piece of leather underneath to cover the opening. What do you mean to put a piece of? If it's one piece, you have it there. But that's he's telling us you could have several pieces of the mavarta and the titura. Mikamokim im be'efshari. If it's possible, toiv lehader gam bezeh. Lots is the das ma'mechmirim bezeh. If it's possible that you can have the whole entire piece mi'or echod, the titura, mavarta, and the batim, everything. All one piece, that's the best approach. Which is when you buy a pair of tefillin, that's what you want to try to do. Sifkotin reish beis, v'hainu she'or titura ye'oruch mitzad echad v'yase bay mavart. So we said that there's a little extension of the titura, the base, and that's where you make the mavart. V'im nitzaka mutal tofra. And if it separated, you are permitted to sew it up. So here you have a picture where I'm pointing to right here, where you see it's separated, the titura is separated. And over here, you're showing that you're sewing it up. Now, this does occur sometimes. This does occur sometimes when when they check the tefillin, and then they close it up, and they ask the sefer ask you, do you want to clamp? Want to clamp it closed? To seal it down like this. If it does open up like that, you're allowed to sew it down. You don't have to be so concerned. I don't think I'm saying something wrong there. I believe it's correct that if it's opened a little over there on the side, it's not the biggest problem. Anybody ever had seen this with tefillin before that it's opened a little over there? No, you've seen this? Okay, so.
I like the
closed. Yeah. Of course, you definitely want it to be clamped, sealed, and totally closed. Yeah. Okay. He says further, Reish Gimel. The Chabris says that you cut off the corners of the titura, kedeshe nikribu atitura. This will create, it cut the corners of the ma'avarta rather, to create the titura, the square of the titura. Clear? You're cutting the corners over here of the ma'avarta. So what you just did was, you created the titura. The titura is the base where the tefillin is sitting on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the gamma titura tzricha midin liyoyis meruba. The titura also make a day and should be squared. Chumashi kasadon lemaylo b'sif lamites, like we said earlier in sif lamites. Reish dalid. Now, I find it interesting that the mechaber is combining these two halachas together. If this would be a separate sif mem gimel mem hey, I would definitely understood that. But he continues now to discuss the parshius. Placing the parashiyos in the tefillin, which is what you spoke of, what you asked. So outside, let me tell you what's going to happen here. You want to roll the parashiyos, the klaf, from the end to the beginning. For example, the pasuk is, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad. Right? So you want to roll from Echad to Shema. From the end to the beginning.
So when you open it, it starts with the beginning.
Very good. So when you'd open it up, not that we're opening it, don't try that at home, ever. Okay. Okay, it starts from the beginning. So you roll from end to beginning, number one. After you roll it up, we're going to learn different opinions now. At the end of the day, we're going to learn, you take some sinew, and you tie it closed. That's step number one, or that's one of the steps. Then you're going to take another piece of cloth, put it on top of that. Then you're going to take another piece of sinew, and you're going to put it on top of that as well. Okay, so you have rolling it from end to beginning. Then you're going to also put a sinew on it. And then you're going to also, here we go. Pass this around, please. Okay, and then you're going to put the cloth and then another sinew. I'm going to read the word inside, and then you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Okay, that was just a color picture. That's why I wanted to share that with you. Now, you see all these details, how much goes into our tefillins, every step of the way.
It seems to me they go in.
So he said to roll the cloth from the end to the beginning. Echad to Shema. When you put into the bais, into the compartment, you have to roll it up first. Kimoi mezuzah, just like by mezuzah. So now you know your mezuzah, which I would never touch anything you don't know what you're doing, okay, because you don't want to ruin it, this and that. But if you take a look at your mezuzah, which is not a difficult thing to do, you'll notice it's rolled up, he says, just like the mezuzah, from the end to the beginning. Shneglelos mi echod klapi shma tu shma v'loy lehebich, not the other way around. Mitam shnisbar b'yordei simon reish pei ches. Now, for those who do want to find out the reasons for this, it's not a choik, it's not a paraduma. You can look in yordei simon reish pei ches, or in this dirsha note right over here, which he says by me it's 2:23 in the older edition. Shetzorich legoyla ba'ofin she nitan likroy. But take in pesichosa v'hainu misayfel etchilosa. So it's really like what Baruch said. It's like what Baruch said, that when you open it up, you should be able to read it right away. That's why you roll it from end to beginning. Shizar me'oyed sefer tikkun tefillin says shizar me'oyed shetei hadiyoy yovesh legami terem sheichruch haparishus kadei shelo yidbeku ha'oysi azul azuv yiskalkulo. So he says another point, very practical. Make sure it's totally dry before you start rolling it, or else you have other problems. Okay. The karcham, then you wrap it. Then you wrap the cloth. Ratzalayim lechatchila. You should first wrap it first. In other words, you roll it, wrap it. Aval imloy karcham kasha b'dievadim ein lo yachirim. But if you didn't wrap it right afterwards, it's still kasha. Sivkat and reishvav. Sivkot and Reish Vav. Then he says here, V'yesh makpidim l'milochorchon elo beklav kosher. You should roll it. You should keep it rolled closed with klav kosher. In other words, put this slip case on it of the klav. Klav kosher. What is it in klav kosher? Did I skip here? Klav koton. Reish Vav. I did skip. I'm sorry. V'yesh makpidim l'charchan el beklav katon. Interesting. Ah, here it is. I'm sorry, I went the wrong way. V'charchan beklav katon. You put a klav katon on it. Okay. Reshvav. V'adim mechatichas beged im ein like klav. He says if you don't have klav to put the klav in to cover it with, put a piece of beged, put a piece of material to wrap it before you put it inside the case of the bais. You hear what's going on? If you don't have another piece of cloth, thin piece of cloth, like I showed you in the picture, and that's safer in front of you, take another piece of material and cover it up with that. Cloth kosher, it's a loimer, avo loimer behema chai v'tomeya. You have to use the cloth from a kosher animal. It has to, in the middle sentence, let's finish. It has to be from a kosher animal. Avo b'matlis. But if you use just on top of covering of any material, that's also permissible. Look at the Beis Yosef that writes the reasons for this, which is one of the places, a source for finding reasons behind things. You look at the Torah, Beis Yosef, Lavush. The cave in Shumevi Klaf. Okay, so he says like this. We had learned. Now, when you make your tefillin have to be from a kosher animal. It doesn't be shechted. You can find a dead cow and use that cow. You don't have to shecht it. You're not eating it. It has to come from an animal that you could technically put in your mouth and eat. Right? That's mutter b'ficha. Mutter, permissible, in your mouth.
So it's like leather for the shoe.
Leather for the shoe. Let me just finish this because I'm wondering. I'll talk about it, I'll understand in a second. One second. So too, this slip case that you're putting on top of the klaf into the bias, into the compartment, this slip case over here, you see this one over here, that's a slip case right here, should also be from that kosher animal as well. Okay? We are going to stop here because the next year is about to begin and pick up in Yetz Hashem tomorrow from Sif Kotin, Reish Ches, Halacha, L'Moshe, Misinai.